All right, I'd like to call the meeting of the Legislative Administration to order. I'd like to move the calendar for the day for April 4th, 2014, and it is in your packet. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. And I would also like to waive Joint Rule 2.03 for House File 1951, excuse me, which is the Omnibus Pensions Bill. And I see Representative Murphy M. is here. Good morning, Representative Murphy.
Good morning.
We ask in the Rules Committee that if you can just give us a brief explanation for why we're here today and why we should move the bill along.
We're here today because we were trying to meet the second deadline. We did, and we didn't meet the first deadline because it's hard to get the senators and representatives together in the Pension Commission, and we had a very aggressive agenda, and we completed our work, and it is a good document at this time. And it shows many months of work over the interim as well as during the legislative session. We had meetings every Tuesday during session, and our work was completed on last Tuesday night.
Thank you, Representative Murphy. Are there any questions?
Madam Chair?
Representative Loon.
Just a procedural question. Do pension bills not have to go to Ways and Means?
Representative Loon, this bill will go to Ways and Means.
The Pension Commission puts bills together. It's about 29 bills or parts of 32 bills that were considered. And then the Pension Commission finished their work of deciding what bills would go in and what parts of bills would go in or go out. And then that became the House File 1951. And so it's really, 1951 has only been in existence for a week. And so they go to the various committees. They've started out in state government, or government operations, and government operations sent it to state government, and now state government sent it to rules. And for it to go to Ways and Means, you have to give us a forgiveness or permission, whatever way you want to put it.
Are there any other questions? Representative Doubt.
Could you just give us a little summary of what's in the bill?
Representative Doubt and Representative Murphy, and briefly, if you'd like, we're not as interested in the content of the bill, but please, if you could, just briefly.
The budget target that was adopted by the Rules Committee and by the Ways and Means Committee had $22 million in fiscal year 15 for pension purposes, mainly for the consolidation of the Duluth teachers and state aid for St. Paul teachers. $15 million for Duluth, $7 million for St. Paul, and then $44 million in TAILS. And that was the target that was given to me for pensions, given to me as chair of state government finance. State government finance had a zero target. But the pension money was included under other bills in the budget resolution. And this bill fulfills the budget targets that were given to our committee.
Thank you, Representative Murphy. Are there any other questions? Representative Pepin.
Majority Leader. So when will this will go to Ways and Means? Today or tomorrow, or when is it going to Ways and Means?
Representative Pepin, we will, when we waive the rule, send it on its way to Ways and Means. I'm not certain of the day that it's going to be heard in Ways and Means yet. I see Representative Carlson
stepped out. Is it going to be on the calendar? I thought it was going to be on the calendar on Friday, not? No?
We're sending this to Ways and Means. Seeing no further questions, I'll renew my motion. I move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that the House File 1951 be sent to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. Thank you, Representative Murphy-Am.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions before the committee? Seeing none, the meeting is adjourned.